Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
8:40 on this Thursday morning. Well, the real estate market continues to be hot here in St. Clair County. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about it and some ideas if you're planning on buying or selling a home this spring, from Joanne Wine & Associates, Jeff Wine. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. You sent me a bunch of statistics. I'm looking at all these arrows pointing up and down, and the bottom line is that it's still a pretty robust market here in St. Clair County.
It is, though interest rates are gone up, have gone up. Supply remain, and so interest rates have gone up. Supply has gone down, but demand remains pretty robust. And if you need a home and have a long-term outlook or perspective, you may not have a choice but to buy a home now. Who knows? I would expect in 5, 10, 15 years, one will be glad that they did.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a good time to sell, but it's a good time to buy too, isn't it?
I believe so. The market is, because of the things, items just mentioned, maybe the market has changed. It's no longer our parents and grandparents' real estate market. That said, I think, that later this year, hopefully we're returning to some type of what we might call normal, where we adjust to the higher interest rates, supply and demand kind of even off, and hopefully the rate of inflation or the rate that home prices are going up moderates some. We'll see. Strategies have changed, certainly, as far as how we go about selling. In the past, we've often talked about getting your home ready to, regarding a seller, getting a home ready for the market. What does one do? And, paint, caulk, clean, fix up, declutter, so on and so forth, which is, I think, still very true and very valid, especially as you go up the pricing pyramid. I have indicated to some people that are maybe more that have starter home type homes to sell, that the demand maybe is so robust that let's look at three different prices. And then you decide, Mr. and Mrs. Seller, how much work you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
There could be an as-is price, a repair and maintain price, and or a renovation price, which many of us that are fans of the different home improvement shows, the fix and flip and love it or list it or this old house, those types of things. I think for the mid-range and upper-range price homes, that type of philosophy is still intact. But a less expensive home, there may be buyers that are just willing to say, hey, we'll take it, we'll paint it, we'll get rid of the grungy carpet, we'll rent a dumpster and get rid of grandma's stuff. Just let us buy it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, a lot of times, we learn to live with things in a home that we know need to be fixed or aren't quite right. But, you have to kind of look at it through the eyes of a buyer if you're going to put your house on the market, don't you?
Absolutely. It's funny, in preparing for our conversation this morning, I was reminded of a home a couple of years ago that we sold a couple of years ago and had a, it's called a drive-it exterior. It looks like stucco, but it's mm-hmm. really foam board with the fiberglass. And it's really a nice material. Looks great. But there were problems with it. Problems happen when it's not 100% sealed, like any siding type material. But we had a situation where the corners under a window wore out and failed over time. They're on the north side of the house. And the homeowner, the new buyer, found that he had a fair amount of dry rot for a foot or two down the wall behind the drive-it. So that's the your listener's cautionary tale to not throw all caution to the wind in the hopes of getting a home. And for a seller, let's get that fixed, because if, you know, especially the more special and or expensive or upgraded an item might be, the harder it is to find a trade that's going to fix it in a timely manner. And you really don't want to get to the, you know, a week before closing or even during an, you've done everything else right to get a home ready for sale, and you haven't fixed this one item that's going to fail an inspection, or an experienced agent may point out to a buyer or a number of buyers that that particular item shouldn't work.
Yeah.
Let's not lose our minds, people.
Right. Yeah. Let's all keep our cool. You mentioned the word upgrade, and I want to talk a little bit about the difference between upgrade and update, because those are words that will jump off the page as you're looking at a real estate listing, recently updated kitchen or upgraded facilities. So what's the difference between updates and upgrades?
Sure. Thinking, so in your neighborhood, we won't tell the listeners where you live, just in case.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. But so there, when your neighborhood was built or developed, you know, there were very few spec homes, but there, let's say they were custom and semi-custom homes in your neighborhood. And a builder, often they'd like to get them sold as soon as they're finished. So a builder, an upgrade would be solid surface, let's say Corian quartz or granite countertops, versus Formica.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be an upgrade.
Okay.
20 years go by, your countertops are either, if it wasn't a great material, I don't think the three I mentioned would have a burn mark, but some Corian did, I think, back in the day. If you left, put a hot pan on it, would leave a mark, or the granite chipped. So if you haven't, or it's just out of date, you know, if the color isn't what is current or trendy or doesn't have that timeless look. So changing out that countertop, which was an upgrade in 1990, in 2022, it needs to be updated, you know, something fresher. Another example might be a base molding, where it may have been all the rage to have a stained and polyurethane trim package put in one's home, but and maybe the upgrade at the time was you went from 3-inch base molding to 4.5, 5, or 6-inch base molding. But possibly today what people are looking for is the same upgrade, but they would like it updated with white, let's say a white paint or some other color paint. So update typically, in my mind, refers to something being refreshed, made current, so on and so forth. It's sometimes really like one of the more challenging things I think realtors and real estate brokers in this area, one of our biggest challenges are selling that, let's say that custom home from 20, 30 years ago that, well, let's say 15 years ago even, that maybe is 15 years old, and the family that built it, that was their dream home. They sweated every detail. They priced every component. They bought the best that they could afford at the time. But, you know, that was 15 years ago, 20 years ago. And today, tastes may have changed, so on and so forth. So those ancient or past upgrades now need to be updated and brought current.
Yeah. It's
those are hard conversations to have with sellers.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, nobody likes to hear that their home needs to be updated or upgraded, and that the things need to be changed around, because they're still in love with that house that they built.
Oh yeah, whether you spent you spent more money than you probably should have yesterday, 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, it's still pretty fresh in your mind. What I found is that it is often fresh in people's mind, and there's an old saying, I guess we've all heard it regardless of industry, cost does not equal value. And that's kind of really, is another conversation you have with the updates, upgrades thing, or, conversation is that those past costs doesn't mean that it's always going to be the same value or greater today.
Yeah. Well,
anyway, those are always, that's a timeless argument, timeless conversation. That's the Groundhog Day type.
Right. Different day, different house, same conversation. And so
yeah,
it goes.
Realtor's Groundhog Day, right.
Well, and a lot of people having these conversations right now because, like we said, there's still a need for more homes to go on the market. And if somebody is looking to do that, there's a lot of things that you got to do to get ready to sell, just like there's a lot of things you have to do to get ready to buy. Nobody enters into this quickly, even though sometimes if everything goes to plan, everything goes well, it feels like everything falls into place and it goes quickly. There's still a lot of work that leads up to the actual purchase or sale of a home, isn't there?
Yeah. Yep. And, also from a seller's perspective, to be, let's say you are in one of those market segments that's extremely popular and highly sought after. Let's say, a house well located, $150,000, let's say, to $260,000, probably isn't going to last very long. But be on guard, sellers, for offers where you don't think the prospective buyer has looked at the house, oftentimes, or that the offer just seems too good to be true. That, someone's come in, a couple warning flags. They haven't seen the house. They come in $10,000 or $15,000 over asking price would be two biggies. Maybe they've waived an inspection and or given an appraisal guarantee, all without looking at the house. What that buyer is trying to do, 9 times out of 10, is secure the house so they can make a decision.
Right.
They probably have put some out in the contract. Excuse me, Paul, to get them out, but they want to kind of exclude everybody else so they get basically buy themselves some breathing room.
Yeah.
Which I might be doing now too, if you hear me.
Right.
So those are in to buyers, I would caution you, if you really want a house, don't make that offer.
Right.
Maybe if it's the listing agent is brand new and doesn't have maybe the experience or the backing or isn't getting help from a broker, an associate with greater experience. But the hope might be, someone gets all excited. Oh, great. We've got all this money. And then only for the transaction to be canceled and or drag out, for over a long period of time. And I think some of the more experienced agents, and that people have been around the block a little bit, are going to realize those types of offers for what they are and put that offer on the bottom of the pile or just discourage the seller from moving forward with it, regardless of the amount of money. So they really kind of the buyer has shot themselves in the foot in that scenario.
Yeah.
So.
And that's why it's important to have a realtor on your side. And I guess that's the final message is if you're buying or selling a home, have a trusted realtor help you through the process. And if you're just thinking about getting into the home buying or selling phase, call a realtor, right?
Absolutely. Yep. A lot of people still don't want to, we have this thing about not wanting to talk to salespeople. But those initial consultations can really pay big dividends going forward. Certainly we do it more on a seller side when we go and visit a property and come back and present a market analysis and marketing plan. Often buyers don't want to go through that process and just want to start looking at houses, which I totally get, and I understand the excitement. But it is, typically the largest investment one's going to make in their lives. So it maybe warrants a few minutes of thoughtful consideration and consultation with somebody rather than just rushing out willy-nilly with your online pre-approval letter and saying, hey, look what I can buy from your house. I like to think that more thought should go into it.
Absolutely. And I think you've given us all lots of things to think about this morning as we think about whether we want to stay or go or keep our home or put it on the market. And hopefully more people will do that because you're looking for more houses to sell. So with that in mind, Jeff, appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much. We will talk again very soon.
I hope so, Paul. Take care. Best to you and your family and
you
your listeners.
All right. Thanks. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.